The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
22 days until November the 3rd when we all have some important decisions to make. Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, my Monday morning meeting with GOP Chairman Drew McKissick. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How about you, sir?
I am wonderful. Appreciate your time this morning. Now, we, of course, saw over the weekend Jamie Harrison raising $57 million. Where's this money coming from?
All over the country. About 94% of it is all from out of state. About a third of it, if you can believe it, is just from California, Oregon, and Washington State alone. So think left coast. Over a third of us from the left coast. But Jamie's got a problem. And his problem is the same thing that President Bloomberg and President Tom Steyer had, and that is that, just because you spend a lot of money doesn't mean that people are buying what you're selling.
Yeah.
There's not enough gold in Fort Knox to convince people in South Carolina to support a radical liberal Democrat agenda. We've seen that in election after election, but he is spending a lot of money. He has got what I would call spaghetti against the wall money. But when it's all said and done, the bottom line for us is just to do our job. There are more Republicans in South Carolina than there are Democrats. There are more conservatives than there are liberals, by 2-1, as a matter of fact, from the latest polls. And the simple fact is, if we do our job, we turn our voters out, we win. So it's just a ground game at this point. It's about arithmetic. Volunteers getting engaged, doing our job, turning out our voters.
Yep. So it would not be... if I were to say that California is trying to elect their third senator, that would be a fair assessment, right?
It would be fair. It would be fair. It would be fair. But it's an indicator to me of just how much out-of-state liberals hate Donald Trump and hate Lindsey Graham for supporting President Trump and his judicial nominees.
Yeah.
That's the measure to me.
Yeah. Well, of course, Senator Graham is moving forward starting today with the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett saying yesterday as he was talking with Maria Bartiromo, let's listen for a minute, that he believes that they have time to get the job done.
We're doing this hearing just like we've done Alito, Roberts, Sotomayor, Kagan. You start out with a day of introductions. Each senator gets 10 minutes to deliver their opening statement. Judge Barrett will appear at the end of the day to give her opening statements. Other folks, that's Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday will be question days. Each senator gets 30 minutes to question Judge Barrett, followed by a second round, 20 minutes. That's Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, we will hear from outside groups in support and opposition. We will begin the markup process Thursday, October the 15th. We'll come back holding over a week and vote her out of committee October the 22nd. I believe she'll be confirmed no later than Tuesday, a week before the election. That's my hope. It'll be up to Senator McConnell what to do after the 22nd, but we can easily get her confirmed before the election.
So, Mr. Chairman, do you see any surprises here? Any way that the Democrats can stop this from happening?
No, well, again, it comes down to math. We've got the votes. If our votes stick together, then no, that there's nothing that they can do to stop it from happening. Our guys just have to continue to stick together. And, people see now what's truly at stake. You've seen 7 or 8 different times now where Joe Biden has been directly asked, would he engage in trying to change the shape of the Supreme Court so that liberals could pack the Supreme Court with more liberal justices to overcome what President Trump has been able, the vacancies he's been able to fill. 8 times Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. Day before yesterday, he said voters didn't deserve to know. Quote, did not deserve to know the answer to that question. But here's truly what's at stake. And I got five things. 1, gun rights, Second Amendment. 2, free speech. Think about the Citizens United case, being able to spend your own money collectively in groups to affect the outcome of elections. 3, abortion. Now, it's not just Roe versus Wade that we're talking about here. Think about all the restrictions that state governments have been able to successfully put on abortion across the country, and some federal restrictions on partial birth abortions, for instance, taxpayer-funded abortion. Number four, religious liberty. Think about the Hobby Lobby case two years ago, the Little Sisters of the Poor case. Being able to live your faith outside the four walls of your church, that's at stake when it comes to packing the Supreme Court. And then number five, election laws. We've seen what Democrats have tried to do in federal courts all across this country, even in our own case here in South Carolina. Thankfully, we were successful. But, you know, it was five justices. Five justices gave us that victory here in South Carolina in the Supreme Court. Well, if they pack the Supreme Court, then, you know, it easily goes the other way. All of that is truly at stake in this election and what Senator Graham is actually doing on the Judiciary Committee right now.
Yep. It's, again, I keep saying that we often use the cliche that this is the most important election in our lifetime. This is truly the most important election in our lifetime. Chairman Drew McKissick. And, you know, we just got to get out. You know, it's a simple process. Get out and vote.
SCGOP.com/volunteer. Go there today. Get engaged. We'd love to have you.
Yep. And make a contribution while you're there as well. Because it takes money to learn these things. Yes. Chairman Drew McKissick, always good to check in with you. Have a safe weekend. We'll check back in next week.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.